this in one. First, Luna Alpha and Alpha. Lo Kostab, Lo Ksuba, Bisula, Gova Masayan, Lo Manamana, the nation Tanai Bezdin. Tanai Bezdin anyway, you like it or not, Tanai Ksuba. That's the Ksuba itself, actually. Kostab, Lo Tzada, Shem, Lo Manat, Achaz, Masayan, Zuz, Lo Kostab, Lo Kol, Lo Kostab, Di Isli, Achvorin, Lo Ksubase, Chayim, Shem, Tanai Bezdin. For the Ksuba itself, and the Shiva of Yukim Tzem. You'll be missing one. First, Luna Alpha and Alpha. Lo Kostab, Lo Ksuba, Bisula, Gova Masayan, Lo Manamana, the nation Tanai Bezdin. Tanai Bezdin anyway, you like it or not, Tanai Ksuba. That's the Ksuba itself, actually. Kostab, Lo Tzada, Shem, Lo Manat, Achaz, Masayan, Zuz, Lo Kostab, Lo Kol, Lo Kostab, Di Isli, Achvorin, Lo Ksubase, Chayim, Shem, Tanai Bezdin. For the Ksuba itself, and the Shiva the Chosim, weiter. Lo kosav lo, im tishtaboy apartina, vosivna, vosvina to the intu, I will redeem you, bring it back to me for a wife. Ube kohenet, if she's a kohenet, so she's that you can no longer stay married to her, if she's taken care of, for fear that she's a ba'ula, with a sura lekoyen. Adrina of limedina, I'll bring it back to your father's house, to your country. Chayat. She's not bad, and we say that when Nishvah's Chayav with Dosa, in Amal Ha'arez, the Gita of Subasa, the Tiftas Atma, Eina Rav Shoy, it's only the first one, it's the second one after Rav Kondra, Shiva Taramba, Loksa Chayav the Rav Posa, yes, it's a healer, Amal Ha'arez, Gita of Subasa, the Tirap, Eina Rav Shoy, in some cases, the Mo'al is explained. So what do we have over here so far tonight? We have the Ksub itself, the Shiva the Chatzim, and they didn't have Kidyona. But all those three are found in this mission. And Refuah. Okay, well, we'll see. The 52 times the Rafur, the Yeshua Kid, the Yeshua Kid. Next Mishnah. Nun Beis and Medbeis, the Rosh Hashanah. Some cases, yes, some cases, no. Nun Beis and Medbeis. Lo Kosav Lo, Benin Dichrin Diyevi Luchuminoi, Inun Yartun Ksav Tzubotzich Yeser Al Chukeon Dimakuon. What does that mean? Did we discuss this yet? Did we discuss this different yet? I think we did. That he wants to make sure that the money goes to his descendants. He's afraid that if he gives his money over to his daughter in marriage, she'll marry Reuben. So Reuben will marry a different wife. And his daughter will be Shlamazel. She'll have one daughter, one son and five daughters. And the other wife that saw her, that well, will be a bat mazel, she'll have five daughters, five sons, and one daughter. And then when the husband and son-in-law will die, what will happen? Most of the money will go to whom? To the co-wife's kid. Well, not at Dana Club. He's angry about that. He doesn't want that. He writes that Ksuba has been indifferent. That any money which will be left over via Yerusha will ultimately go to my grandchildren only. My grandsons only, not to the other sons of this house, son-in-law from a different wife. If you didn't write it down, Chayav, Shehut Tanai Bezdin, it's automatic. Next, for the Nukvan, do you have in the Chiminoi? Any girls that we have in this marriage? You have in Yatsum the Beiti. They will live in my house, Umitin and Minachosai, and will be supportive of my estate after death. Ah, the tilukun the gurin until they get married. Chayav again, chayav. Why? Shehu Tanai Bezdin. Finally, the last one. Ate yatsim beisi. If I predecease you, you'll be an almana. You will live in my house. Umitnam in a fasa, and you will be supportive of my estate. All the years of your widowhood, the Beisi, as long as you live in my house in widowhood, Chayav, Shutnai Bezdin. So she has the choice to be supported forever from his estate. Kachayu Anshi Rishalayim Kosu. Anshi Golil, Ayu Kosu Kanshi Rishalayim. Anshi Yudayu Kosu, Anshi Yudayu Yorshim Litanok Subase. Lefira Matsu Ayarshim Litnotla Tsubasa, we're talking ourselves. Paul and Anshi Yehuda, they're not being burdened for the rest of their lives and her life with this terrible obligation to support her. They can give her the Tsubasa, they can buy her good luck. She's a little letter name, it's passing like Anshe Golil, the Poshim Shah, for the Shulchan Aruch says. But it's her choice to be supported forever from his estate, especially today, the Tsubasa is worthless almost. That's going to be a choice, right? She'd be supported forever, live in the house forever. She's going to the house, then she can live in the house forever. She can live in the marital home and be supported from the map from the estate of the deceased, the husband, forever. And here they, these young kids, when they get their hands on the money, tough luck. That after the house, they have a $1 million house, they can sell it, fancy. No, she can live there by herself. Mom, it's a big house, the only one person. Want to move in? That's a different story. Maybe she'll let him in, maybe she won't. But she can't be forced out, no matter what.
Is it that she lives there or belongs to them?
Well, it belongs to the kids, but she lives there. They move in too? That's a good question. Let's look into the details. Look at tomorrow. We'll see it in a minute. We'll look it up. How many do we have now, all together, in the tonight server? Six or seven? Close to get seven. Let's see. You have seven? Let me read the Rambam list them all. No, wrong direction. Him to her. The 10 things. What are the 10 things? Nu, Sheira, Ksutta, Vanas, which is the right, according to the Rambam. What else is there? Suba, Rafua, Lipdosa, Kvurasa. Oh, what was in the previous Mishnah? Nidonis, Menachasa, Vishes, Vibeto, Achamoso, Kogaman, Menusa. Dios benoso, vizonas achamoso asher yisarzu. Dios benaz charem imena yorshim tzubas yansu alachal b'yushem shimachem. That's seven. Get the seven again. It's the seven. There are bottom. What are they? Suba. Oh, but we counted the shivas and bosses. That's all part of the yikud suba. The suba, refua, pidyon, vura, nu, benoso after his death, his wife after his death. And the kids, the sons after the death, have been indifferent. All right, those last three are after his death. Okay? That's the first part in the previous Mishnah. That's the Mishnah Shia. Remember Baba Mimeid? Yes, we had discussed yesterday in Shia. That's based on that Mishnah. So all seven are quoted in the Mishnah. Oh, here's the issue where Baba Lechem is fascinating Oral. He wants to know, how come it doesn't say in the Mishnah, Lo Kosa Lo Mizonos, Kaya Nishit Naksuma? Says the Zalman Lechem, that's the right of the Rosh. How'd the Rosh know that Mizonos Mikhaim is not considered Naksuma? Because it didn't say in the Mishnah. Lo Kosa Lo Mizonos, Kaya Nishit Naksuma. The fact that it doesn't say that indicates that it's not a Naksuma. So how can Baba go to the Rambam? Didn't the Rambam know that? Here's his Karifus. According to the Rambam, she taught so, that Mizonos is Doraisa. That's why it's not found in the Mishnah. Because on the Doraisa, the level, you have not to say it. Then it's true on a later level, the Rabbonah came all and made linkage and made it into Tanakh Silva. But it's not found in the Mishnah, because it's obviously it's going to be incumbent upon if you didn't write it. So, because in the Raisa. But according to the Rosh Hashitosa, that Mizonos is the Rabbanah, so he passes in the last parak. So, if Mizonos is the Rabbanah, it should have been found in the Mishnah. The fact that it's not found in the Mishnah indicates that what? It's not a Tanakh Silva. That's from Zalman Lechem, it's Harif. You hear the words? I don't think it's right. Two reasons. The Rosh himself said, in that same line we just read, I Mizonos, he bailed him on the Mizoraisa. So here he's willing to say his piece, even if you're all the Mizonos and Doraisa. That's Allah. The Rosh himself, in that line, says he's willing to assume it's Doraisa and still say the same piece, and it's not Mitzvah Tzuba. Hey, this is the Ran. The Ran is Mefurish. The Ran holds all the Mizonos and Rabbanos, we learned. And Abba Pika in the end of that long paragraph says, what are the last words in that long paragraph I have to see? Divrei HaRambam. Good to see you, Joe. Let's turn. Dikar, that's right. Let's turn to that Ran. It's the Ran. Yud Tes Amid Bey. Rabotai. Daf Yarif. Everyone please turn there. The Rosh Hashitaso, the Mazonis, the Rabbanon. So therefore, why is it found in the Mishnah? Must be it's not a Tanakh Suvah. That's why the Rosh should be a Mochel of Suvah, not be a Mochel of Mazon. The only Mochel things were found in the Mishnah, you Mochel. You Mochel that's the Mazonis after the husband's death. Would you be Mochel the Rafua too? Could be. Could be, you'll also be my dad, I can have it, can you move for that too? Go on to Shitas Aram. Let's take a look over here in Iran. Yud Testament Bay. Vachelet Subhat Alabayla and the Mazon. That's enough for the Gemara in Subhat and Gimel. Pirish Rav, Kosser Rav Yizal. The Amanusa. When her husband died, she's a widow. The Tanayt Subhat Ketsuba. Atkar. That's right, she said. Says Iran. By Lishna Mokhi Mukha, Dibachayov, Yeshlo. Mishmin Dibachayov laps like Sumaninu. Why? So Tikna Mazonas Tachas Masia there. And it could be, I mean, what's the proof? What does that indicate? Should have said the Mazonas Doraisa for the one day. You say, whatever. It's not considered part of Tanakh Sumaninu claim. Ule'el Nami Darmina the Mokhelas and Loksumas been indifferent. I feel in the first the Mokhelas Bachayov comma. After the doctor Ksuba has been in Dirichun with the last law, should the cave in the last of Ksuba, Eich Yerushua Bonel, Abel Shatz, Noi Ksuba, Yeshla, the timer, is the Bechayev Lav, Tanai Ksuba, Mitz Mama Shikri, Ubita Nami, says the Ran, Yeshla Mazonos, why? Shrei Afil Nifra Ksubata, Yeshla Mazonos, even if a man paid off his wife at Ksuba, your son been paid off the wife at Ksuba, they still have to give their sisters, the daughters of the deceased, until they get married. So mechila is no better than payment. Fiat kano ibor on the come on up and give them a day. The fast shnia in the ancient Amazonas so low. Elan if nay, shlo hoyle din suba meola. Abel kol, shlo hoyle din suba mechila, utna ik suba. Ata pisha mokla subasa. Ein lano shetimkol tna ik subasa. This is Shita's Aram, based on Rashi. Aval Rambam Zal gives it away to Rambam. Kosa b'per gizayin v'chadish t'alokha yutem. Aval mokelas k'subasa l'bailo ibda obda kol t'noi k'subasa. Afila mezonos ein lo olov. Atkan. Mashma, shuz al mokoresh, mokelas k'subasa l'bailo. In his lifetime. Tarminan ein lo mezonos the Mokhelas Bechaye Baila. The cave of the Matzah of Mazonos are filled with Bechayov. Shu Sover She'eno Mitznoi Ksuba Levad Elamid Oraita Kimosha Kosa Perge Beis Alma Arei Yilu Mokhelas Beferush Kol Tznoim She'esh Lalo. The dwarf considered Tznoi Ksuba. See, without the word Levad comes out bad. That he accused the Rambam of saying it's not a Tanakh Suvah, it's only the Raisa. That would be an omission of a Lakha Dalit, linkage. That's what they put in the word Levad. The Uzal Sovel, not to believe. She's a Matzvik, I feel the Potom, Mimazon, Habono. She can't cost it for a Gites. Aval name from Shtak Suvah, Eilem Klum, Shema Mokla Iman Subasa Adkar. Maybe the mother was Merkel the Ksuba and the daughter was left out in the cold. Vizdeh Badai Tema Godol. Ufa Hesig, Hesig Olav Arayvazal, Vakosav. Hot Flame of Kele. We call it Tulei Flore, right? Hot Flame of Kele, so it's an impossibility. Vichy Mazen, Abonaz, Tulei, Vipiron, Aksuba, Vah Mechila, Ein Ala Kipiron. Oh, we had a question, Mechila, Kila, 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 here is in the Ragged. Kila is Kabbalah, it can be wrong. Vim Pora, Abad, Suba, Fishto, Lo Yitlu, Bonoso, Mazono, Sam, Adka. What's Hakam Khan, Rambah? Rama holds like this, very important yisod. Rama learned that although the chiyuv habanos is a chiyuv which is payable to the daughters, but conceptually the chiyuv is to whom? To the mother. It's a chiyuv to the mother when he marries her, that any daughters that they'll have from this marriage will be supported from the state. So conceptually, it's a chiyuv to the mother. So though the cash is given to the daughter, but if the mother was mortal, the conceptual obligation to her, the bonus get nothing. Amazing. You hear this? This is the chiyuv that the daughter should be supported from the estate of the deceased husband and his father, is an obligation which is funneled to the daughters through, at least conceptually through the mother. So if the mother forgave it, the daughters are left out in the cold. Amazing Rambam. By the way, in contrast, I should tell you, the obligation to support a daughter, or children for that matter, below the age of six, which we discussed last week, that chiyuv is a chiyuv of pashtus, which a woman, I mentioned to you last week, presumably cannot be mortal. The Mishnah suggests no. Kishem shechayel lefanet is ishto, kach lechayel lefanet is yitbono. Meaning that if she's mortal, or if there is no mother, and there is no wife without a wedlock, there's no obligation for children. That's the Mishnah suggested that way. We pass an halacha, even if he's in a paternity suit, out of wedlock, and it's found that he's really the father, he has a chiyuv to pay matzonos to the child. Because he's not doing marriage. I had a good talk about the suit yesterday. Yesterday. I sat in the Torah yesterday, where the husband says, listen, my wife was miracle in the Zonis for my children. The Dayanan tried to explain to the man in a very nice way, she's not empowered to do that. You have children under six, you have an obligation to support them, no matter what your wife says. And six now is not six anymore. Six has already been elevated. Rabbanu Terah is 15, I think Rabbi Moshe said even a higher age in America. That six means until they used to go out to work. Yeah. Working paper with age six, we kibbutz about this last week. Yeah. Lading job at six. I don't know. I don't know. Yeah. But probably I paid too much for that. But the I had it in Torah. We told the guy he can't. You have to give X dollars. Since Derek Hager, we told him that if we try to exempt it from all payments, the government will, the court will overturn us. The court has a certain schedule payment, very minimum to the minimum for us to do. Most deadbeat dads, whatever, the people who have no money, they still, a certain fixed amount is assessed per week, per child, you have to give. I think it's about $33 a week per child. I think that's as far as that. In this case, the guy has three kids, so you must give $100 a week, period. And your wife is not empowered to forgive that money. You can't. If you forgive it, she can't do it. You have to give it.
But is the effect going to be based on the government?
Partly. The guy has no money. The guy's very poor, though. What? We didn't even include tuition. Another problem. Tuition is a major problem. You know, they have to have kids 33 that they don't have tuition expense. They're not these kosher meats. I mean, it's a kula. You bet. You told him that also. But if he makes more money, he should be able to assume obligation of tuition. He wants to go to his mother. His paternal grandmother has some money for tuition. His master. It was important. Forget it, but his master was going to approach him. Yes. Funny you ask. Generally speaking, the kids go to wherever whatever is their best interest. So this, I cautioned the party yesterday, you have no right. And so my rights are, both have no rights. You have obligations. If the children are with you for the weekend, you have a right to have it for the weekend. You have an obligation to have it for the weekend. It's considered in their best interest to have a relationship with their father. And so with their mother, the rest of the time, it's considered the best for the child to be with the mother. You have no rights. There are no rights. They're privileges. An obligation to bring up a child. The question how true that is. You know, but that's what I told them. It's mostly true. I mean, the faith level is true.
Especially in the way with the past.
No, it's true also. Just have to you can say it's tickle tire, but the man's a punch, but it's true. But that was in the children's best interest. But here, after we die, since Hakona Snake Suba, that the children will be supporting the estate after his death till they get married, the point that around that goes through the wife. And if the wife can be miracle, if the kids were left out in the cold. Fast, the rhyme can't be hot for the fellow. The Ramo is not a player, it's true. It's fundamental shallow on the round, very interesting. Let's continue. Yes. Can't. Oh, well, Ruher, yeah, sure. Can a man be miracle? Just imagine, here's a man is 80 years old, and he's about to sign a document forgiving a debt of $10,000. The 50-year-old kid says, Dad, you can't do this. Yechav l'cheiris. L'cheiris. You know, I'm going to lose out. Sorry, Charlie. I'm alive at what I want. You left, you get the pieces. The pound here, too. The kid is primarily through the wife. But she cuts it off at the pair, so the kids get nothing. Yes, ma'am. You know that individual, you split off, right? You can say this type of this, this type of this. Pigeon, I don't know if you can do local pigeon. I don't believe you're local pigeon, I'm not sure. I don't think so. Could be. Look at the post. Let's go on. Ulinin aloko. For Kasati Sharad Rambam Zal Posak the Mokelas Subosa Labaila Ail Amazon the time is the Rav Kisa La Polika Lady Rabalaza Vahedra Avalachirim Posku the Mokelas Subosa Labaila Yesh Lamazon who I didn't catch us now the Mokelas Subosa Li Somim She Yesh Lamazon of Mehem if she's Merkel the Subosa Li Somim she gets the donors from them anyway. Bachita do Yishalmi, Paragraph of Lacha Beis, the Ferish. Yichla Neda, the Parag had noticed, Kup Dalas, Aminon, the Kosmachi, the Beis, Avia, Gobus, the Bus, and Chof, hey, Shono. 25 years has to come and collect the Subas. Kloma, Abel Kvelo, more than 25 years elapsed, she can't collect the Subas anymore. The timer, she became when she was Beis, Avia, 25 years. Lo mitzvah le mitzvah tubasa. She's not embarrassed yet for the tzuba. The kevash under chav hey shana v'lo shalot tava. Mitzvah machlala. Probably with Michael. Kachazet. They picked it up. The dean told me it's his favorite tomorrow. I drove the dean home that week. It was the week of that daf yomi. The dean was daf yomi by us. So he told me, you got to that tomorrow. Yeah. Well, first came to name the David today, sure. Oh, wow. Couldn't get out on Shabbos. So you would have heard the Dean scream out Kiddush, but scream that anyway. But this morning is in school, there's no one scream out Kiddush. You gave a name to a baby, I don't know what to do with it. It's called a Rivka Brochola. I said, you mean Brocha? No. Brochola. I couldn't hide back the name. I thought I got a name. Have you had a name jack around the school, please? Name jack? Can I say that stuff?
No.
But a name jack in shul where he was today. The baby was born, and the father said to the person who was giving the name, call him Meir. The guy said, Chaya Meir. Second time it comes up, Meir, Chaya Meir. And the third time, again, Chaya Meir. I said, what's going on over here? Apparently, he wanted the name, he said the name of the baby after this guy's father or grandfather, the person who was calling out the name. And he named Meir. And he didn't want to call Chaim for whatever, maybe he had someone else in the family. Maybe a lie was named Chaim. Maybe his mother's kid named Chaim. Maybe his son's wife named Chaim. Whatever reason. But he told the guy in advance and named after your father or grandfather or whatever. No. He said, it's Chaim Meir. No. They asked him, the guy went up, what is the name? Meir. You can't name Jack. You can't just change the name to something else. But today I was almost guilty of name jacking. Because the guy said a name, he called himself his girl, Rivka Brochola. Did you mean Rivka Brocha? You don't know? Rivka Brochola. I said, what? Said, yeah, my last girl was named Hindala. I said, What's the Yiddish name? Well, this is a Hebrew name. What's that? Brachala? No, Brachala. The guy brought down Brachala? Yeah. I wonder how did he spell it? There are two Hays and one. Bays, Ray, Bosh, Hay, Lamed, Lamed, Hay.
Lamed, Ayan. It's Yiddish,
though. Yiddish, but I don't know how to spell it. I don't know. He's going to get married in 20 years.
Rambam Zal Nirim Ikor.
So though the Ran Paskin Kamazonas and the Rabbanon, he nevertheless holds that the Rambam is right, as against what Zalman Chemer suggested, the Toba Atalia. That's true, but the Ran, he gets the impression that the Zid is the same in terms of supporting her in his lifetime, and his Yarshan supporting her after his death. One could have made a distinction, which Zalman Chemer suggests, that in the lifetime it's not a Tanai Ksuba, and after his death it is a Tanai Ksuba. He could have made a distinction. And the Ran is mashma right there, that they're all the same. Not only that, but if you're the Shulman Aruch, it's not the same. Open up the Shulman Aruch, please. Simon Sadi Gimel, Sif Tet. Look at the Tet over here. Simon Sadi Gimel, Sif Tet, please. Sadi Gimel, Sif Tet. Let me see the place. Mokla Psubata Levaila Hipsida Mizonosea Shachamoso Avabachayov Yeshla Mizonos. Hear it? Split. The Yesh Misha Omer Shachachayov Hipsida Mizonos. That's who she does. The Rambam. The Ramoe. The Chain and Mokla Liyasomim. Of the Mizonoseha. There's somewhat of a tie in between the case of being mochel to the mochel to the husband himself, as far as her own Mizonos is concerned, and being mochel to the Yisomim, as far as her own Mizonos is concerned. There's some connection between the two. The Ran seems to be saying, although one could have distinguished. And as far as it did Doraisa, possibly Doraisa. Mazonus Mechayah, the two days from the Mechaber, whether Rambam was right, whether Rush was right. Very interesting style. Okay. Any questions? We're so far behind this, it's laughable. But let's just start the next Indian, and we'll have to finish it tomorrow. 12:45 Shia tomorrow. Sharp. Okay? 10:30 is Shia slowly, so if you want to go, by Rabbi Ben Chaim. The Abbey used to go. What? I don't know. Long Elonara. Very terrible. Okay. Samach Hayam and Beige are both bad. We'll see you tomorrow then. We're now starting the last series here. How are we going to do this? Short time. We'll try. Samach Hayam and Beige. Pana Rabbana. Tana Rabbanan, Moser Mizonos Labal. What does it mean, Moser Mizonos Labal? What do the words mean? Says Rashi, Moser Mizonos, Begon Isha Shemizonos Amurim Mishmasenu, Othmanlo, She'ena Ra'af Sonid. Rashi lets Shach, that the amount that he found in the Mishnah, 2 meals a day, 3 meals on Shabbos, whatever, it's too much, she can't eat that much. She's on a diet. She's going on like any weight. So there's extra left over. What happens to the money? Who keeps the money? Can she say, I'll keep it because look, I'm eating less. She says, no, you're eating less. I keep the extra money. Who wins, Sister Gemara? Labal. He wins. Now, what case are we talking about? Is a major, major shaila. Are we in fact referring to a case where she eats less, the rationalist chat? Well, no. If she eats less, then she keeps the money. The case in which the money belongs to the husband is the following situation. They assessed him to pay her for her weekly budget of food, X dollars. Then what happens is the price of food goes down. And she gets a bargain somewhere in the store, a sale. And she's able to get the money for less. I'm not even sure that second case is included. Let's say the price in general went down. You don't have it these days in America. The price goes down for much. But let's say price went down. They gave us a certain amount of oranges. The oranges were very high because it was a fraud. And now it was a crop, so the price of oranges went down. Whatever it may be. That's the only thing. This is a big machlokas of the Rishon. The Mishnah Lamela in Parag Yudbeis Halacha Yud Gimel from Hilchos Ishus quotes a toast to Nazir. Nazir, take a look to the Rabbi Kivegas of the Rosh there. I and Nazir Chavdal and Vegas told to Ramato, Shek. Kamsa, what does it mean, Kamsa? She was very frugal. She was frugal. You want to call it stingy? She was very efficient, and she saved money. The Tos to Nazir Chavdal says that, listen. The only time that the Moser is Laval, when I told you the price went down. But she ate less, she needs the money badly, but she ate less, of course she keeps the money. Of course, no question, of course she keeps the money. The Rashi's mashma, not that way. How do we pass from our law? But this is Ramor, I have to take a look at and Sim and Ayin. We had it on before, and Sim and Ayin, Sim Gimel, says as follows. Simtsimo. What does the word simtsimo mean? Translate simtsimo. Constrained itself, like simtsum. She was in some sense, was very exact, was very precise, very. Alright. She left and it was extra, the most of the bow. Against the Tosfos and Nazir. Against. And the Pisca too they have to see. Simon Ayin to Klaus Aleph says the Ramah's wrong. Who's passing like Tosfos in Nazir. Here's a fundamental challenge I'm just raised now and discuss at length, I guess, tomorrow. It's a very nice discussion again in Shalai Das, Rabbi Zalman Henry Goldberg, about this issue. What shot in the obligation of the husband to support his wife? Let me ask you a question. How many came to my house for fish Friday night? And eight marshmallows. Huh? Eight marshmallows. Whose marshmallows were those? Was it fat? It's my marshmallows, which you ate? Or was it shot? So you picked it up, it's your marshmallow. Oh, Uri says correctly. You can't make a kinyan on top. So it must be my marshmallow. Jury? Correct. Both cups to your right. Time's up and Hilchos Wax. Hilchos Wax? Shumas the Maestro, that's right. Shumas the Maestro, something we discussed just 2 years ago. Where else did it come up? With the Pesach. What are those folks who have a Chumrah? It's a mat that's to belong to each person. Shiloh, and I give you back into my house for the Seder, and then Bob. Class is next year. I put the book on it. For Seder Oroch Kilchas or something like that? What comes there? Seder Oroch. The second one's not good, I only put the first one. Got it, so whatever, that's fine. Whatever, I bought the only first one. So, Rabota, good. That's the child and the guest. The guest doesn't need his own food, he's my food. What's child and a wife? When my wife eats at the table with me together, she also ate by the kids. She ate by the kids' supper. Who does the food belong to? Does the food belong to her? Because I have an obligation to give her food? Or does the food belong to me? And she eats like a guest of honor. If it's you and she ate, what's that? Get a verb, get a shiloh. It's an interesting shiloh, Akira. What's the nature of the obligation? Are you sure it's not for me? She bought it. Her money. But hey, look at it. The check came, my wife did not work. She's busy with many, many things. She works overtime. But she does not work in an income earning capacity present time. So Baruch Hashem, I get a check and she takes the check, goes to the bank, goes to whatever she does, and then directly she goes to the store, might be a different check. I don't know anything about anything. Who does the food belong to? Well, does the food that she eats belongs to her, Well, it all belongs to me, and she's eating my food as a guest. I mean, a guest is not a buster, but in theory, my money, my food, and she has an obligation to make her a permanent guest to the deal whenever she wants. What's the shot? Want the Rashi of Torah? Prove it. He keeps the money. By the way, Rav, the Menachem is according to Rashi that if she's cheap and eats less, that the money belongs to him, that indicates that really the food belongs to us all along. Except what? He has an obligation to support her. So much as he wants, she eats less. No. You ate less at my table. But according to the Rav, post the Nazir, post this is what? If she's cheap and he's less, that money certainly belongs to her. That would seem to indicate an opposite. But the obligation, no. But the obligation is what? To give her food, and the food is her. The food is her. And then if she has food, she bought 5 pounds of food, which is her. And she only ate 4, the extra pound is her. She can sell it. And she can keep the money. She can use it whenever she wants. That's Menachem's word. You know, you're Mechamet, you're Abzal Nechem. You claim the service of Mechamet. But this shiloh about what's the nature of the obligation for the wife, who belongs to, and next question, because you're more touchy, who do her clothes belong to? What's Chatno's clothes? That she's wearing my clothes? It's my clothes. I mean, woman's clothes. Let's say if I have a coat. And a guest comes, a female or female, have a raincoat, if it's raining, and where's his coat? That's a child that it's her coat. My coat. She's wearing my coat. So too, my wife is wearing all those clothes of my clothes. She's wearing my clothes. Well, no. It's her clothes. It's her clothes. What's the child? So the horror, if Menachem is right, she would be sitting on the shadow to say, when it comes to food, when it comes to clothes. That gets even more touchy. Well, watch out. When it comes to clothes, you have to watch out. Yeah, credit card. So tomorrow, exactly 12:45, we'll start the close. And let's be and then we'll start the Chazara in the middle of the street tomorrow.
Send extra tape for Chazara.
Bonner
Abonon.
Bonner Abonon. Most are Mizonos Labal. Rashi says, Kohishish and Mizonos Amurim Vish Hosena Ozama. Ain't a rough son, it doesn't need so much to eat. Most of the laws for Isa. Most of the laws with Rashi. That there's extra clothes, but not in great shape, it's called below. Some pattern clothes belong to the woman. Most of the laws Isha Lamala. What does she need to pattern clothes? The woman has to look her best. No one wants to walk around in tattered clothes. Got them getting warm when she'd be made to house. Amar Abaye. Nakina Mosa Belov Amana Liyarsha. That if a woman is a widow and there are these extra clothes, so they go to Yarsha, to the heirs of the man. Explains the Gemara. Hassam. What does Hassam mean? What does
Zijn nog even bezig.
Credit card fee you have to give in terms of clothing, and the extra stuff is you go back to his yard. Before he allies, let's read a few more lines of the Gemara. Says in the Mishnah back on Tam of Dalai the day, how much money you have to give to a wife. You have to give her an extra coin for her hotzot, for the small change, right? For the various allowance, for you know, the petty cash. And then it's v'ochelet imam le'le Shabbos le'le Shabbos. And she eats with him Friday night. He eats with him. Well, she can eat with him Friday night to Friday night. This is my ochelet. Rav Nachman Amar ochelet mamish.
I'm a chayav beis.
Almana and his daughters in Eshti Yisrael with Alei and Lita and Kehlon and Chamish and Zuzi Zishan and Lushan and Mayweh six credit card fee you have to give in terms of clothing, and the extra stuff is you go back to his yard. Before he analyzes, let's read a few more lines of Torah. The Zoltan Lomel Keset says in the Mishnah back on Tamar Zala in the day, how much money you have to give to a wife, and you have to give her an extra coin for her hotel, katanot, for the small change, right? For the various allowance, for, you know, the petty cash. And then it's Yochelet Imam and Le Shabbos and Le Shabbos. And she eats with him Friday night. He eats with him. Well, she can eat with him Friday night to Friday night. This is my Yochelet. Rav Nach, another Yochelet, Mama, she eats. They eat challah and gefilte fish and chicken soup and kugel and meat, cake. Some even have Sean Friday night in some places. So they have a Friday night meal together. Okay. Rav Ashi Omar. Rav Ashi says the word Ochel is just a euphemism. It means Tashmish. Vishnu mandam achila and look upon Ochel. And mandam a Tashmish my Ochel. Lishna Maya can accept Ochlo, Moksa, Pia, Vamalo, Palti, Oven. The kids in the Gemara goes on to discuss some other problems with this matter. tell me, a man tells his wife, you know, I'm a busy man, I really don't have time to sit down and eat with you breakfast, lunch, supper, or any of the above. I'll certainly take care of your financial support, I mean, that's possible, it says in the Mitzvah. So I'll give you as much food as you need, as much money as you need to buy, as much food as you need, no problem. But I'm going to be somewhat of an absentee husband, in the sense that I'm not going to be able to eat with you, except, right? It says in the Mishnah Friday, once a week we'll eat together. And the rest of the other 20 meals a week that we have, whatever, 14 meals, or something meals the other day, I'm going to eat separately. Ma hadin. Could she say, no? You must eat with me whenever, you know, it's feasible. Or, only says it's only, or chelas you with El Shabbos, El Shabbos, it. What do you say? Good answer. As usual, to my clothes. The man who's used to my shear by now already knows that the answer to most of these kinds of questions is my clothes. Who and who? The Rosh. I turn to the Rosh, see what it says. Look on both sides. Look in the Rosh. Perek Zion Simon Dalit. What an interesting rush. It's really remarkable. The rush says, the Impikshila Chach Oma De Niyachal Amin Parnas Elad Shloshim Yom. Because a man can only feed his wife through a Shaliach for 30 days after they have to give a divorce. Who would pick into Liel, Samach Zalim and Reis, Tanan. Hamasher at Ishtar Eishlish, Alma Yochal Afarnasai Eishlish Kozman Sheyirte. So you can have an absentee financial relationship in terms of his illness as long as he wants. So the first answer is Yeshlomar Tehidira Shiny. In other words, if he did no nether mixed into the situation, then you listen, you're too busy, so you give her the money through a shlish, she'll give her the food and you're out of it. But if you took an eder and you indicated this idea of tension and idea of altercation, idea of conflict, then more than 30 days you have to give a divorce. That's the first tariff in the room. According to this, the normal circumstance, there's no nether. So what's this a plea? How do you get out of this problem? So you can learn Menachem's chart. And it's, look, you said the rabbi before I started talking. What are you mixing two things in together? There's one issue where he has to eat with her. One has to give her the food or the money for it directly. I thought you were right. Plus, whether I'm off. If you're right, then the question is beautiful. The question is answered beautifully. It's two separate dinim. The Mishnah referred to a case where she was mindful of the obligation to be paid for food directly, but she was not mindful of the weekly obligation to eat with her. Fine. But if you're saying it's an obligation to eat with her every single meal, and the Mishnah got to eat with her once a week, some Hanisha. If she's not married, have to do it. Never. 20 meals a week, never, Rachman, it's a tough for a marriage. 14 meals a week, 10 meals a week. You cut it out to 7 if you're lucky. So, if you're working, I said, fuck it, I'm going to support her. But, what'd you say? No, but the whole assumption, this whole shayla that Achelas means. So I looked it up. Oh. So that's the Baruch is suggesting, this is what I thought. Oh. I was hoping to find the Yishalmi, that's what I was hoping to find. If you shama that Achelas means Tashmi, then that would solve the problem. But it's not true. I look at Yishalmi, Yishalmi has both days, so it's exactly the same as the Baruch. And they don't, so if that day exists, then you're going into a problem. This is to me, it's not so good, I'm not sure the answer is. Yeah? I'm not sure. I mean, that's a problem. How do you get out of this? What, sorry, yeah? Mishnah was Kibbal Atzma. Let me put it to you this way. The Mechaber is fine. The Mechaber is fine. The Mechaber is going to call the Rambam. What did the Mechaber say? Vah, Sherot, Talit, Nishto, Mizona, Asar, Uyum, Lava, Tiel, Chelot, Sichos, Nav, Atzma, Shus, Biyod. Period. That was a period. Uvavad, Shiochel, Nima, Bela, Shaz, Menachem, said a totally different than of eating with them. Two dinim, which are not really related directly to each other. Period. No problem. He can give her, right? He can give her the food. Sorry? You're right. Even the Mechaber is a little bit unclear. Baal Sherot to lead to the Ishtam is on a set. Doesn't say, he hasn't gone to the whole discussion of Shalish here, of Amashar de Shalish. Doesn't mention it. In other words, the Mishnah said in Tan Avdala on a day. It's all unclear, because you look at the Mishnah, and Tan Avdala on a day says, Amashar, he said, Shalish, lo yivchas, da 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 da. Okay? That's quoted in Siv Gimel. How much was to give? Okay? But the question is a man have a right to give his wife the money, are they shalish or not? The Mechaber take a stand? Because he left out a key word. Baal Sherot, Elita and Leishim was on a sale, Haruyala. How? How? In the hand. Doesn't say the word shalish over here. The word is not found. Who doesn't say the word there? And the Rambam? Where's my Rambam? Who's giving it to him? Where's the Rambam? Parrot your babe and if he should be close to the thing. Responded to you. Hello, so you did well. Let's do the round. Wait. Why don't you know? What are you? I assume the question that he has to eat with her all the meal, then it's a little shver. If Ayadei Shlish means she was Merchel eating together, so Mecha takes she wasn't Merchel Friday night. So the answer is saying now, Menachem's answer is like this, it's faith in him. One, then he has to give us support financially. Here's the potatoes, here's your cake, here's your check. Here's a check to buy those items, etc. That's one thing. It's a totally separate thing of eating with her. There never was any takana. Even the chachila has to eat his meals with her. Lahadam, once a week, that's it. So we're talking about a case. She was merkel delivery of the food directly to her by the husband, which is required to be done, that she was Mechala. But she was not Mechala on the Chiyuv to eat. The Chiyuv to eat only was once a week. That's it, beyond there's no Chiyuv. That's what it says. On Masha, it says, Eshlish, Shrek to Gemara, what do you mean Masha, Eshlish, Bisham, yes. Can you do such a thing? The wife can say I can't, the wife say I can't. The action is fine as Elami Bailey. Doesn't mean, as Menachem says, doesn't mean you have to eat with me. That's not a proper demand. But she can demand that he show up in person to provide the food or the check. No, it's a shalish. He has to give me the money in the hand. Yeah, give me the cash.
No.
I don't want my marriage to work through an intermediary.
That's not what it says. It says the Afshin led Parnes Aydei Achayim that they shouldn't provide the money. Who's giving the money?
The Afshin led Parnes Me'acher Me'elami Parnes directly.
Me'acher, no.
No, it has to be that way. What's a Parnes? The Parnes means a Shaliach of the husband. That's called an Acher.
This is not necessarily a Shaliach of the husband. It says to someone else, please support my wife.
Thanks. Shliach is also good. Could be. Let's look at Shulchan Aruch. Let's say then if Yosef Karo decided on my place, so maybe you're right. Maybe I made a mistake. Where's the quote in Shulchan Aruch? Sim and I am Sid Beis. On the Mount of Kaisers. Maybe you're right. I got to tell that about the Vintara. And his Vintara involved a man and woman who were divorced. They already had a get. And see, everything turns around. Once you already have a get, it's both of absolutely nothing to do with each other anymore. And that's all fine and good when there are no kids, no support, no nothing. But given the circumstances where there are children, and this has to be visitation, and there's supposed to be some measure of support for the children, how do you go about it? So the Bezin decided to appoint, you got it, a shalish, a trusted neighbor, both parties trusted. There's four names, but I don't know what church you got them into. But they trust the neighbor that the children should be delivered there at a certain time and be picked up from there. And that money has to change hands if it goes through that trust the neighbor. The neighbors are tzedekis. They're not. But how do you do it that way? Because it's once they're divorced, it's supposed to be faket davka through an intermediary. The flip side of that is, the way I understood it, is that when they're married, she can say, doctor, don't want an intermediary. I don't want my marriage to go through an intermediary. That's how I understood. Maybe I'm wrong. Let's see what it says over here in Sid Beis. Baal Sharotza Litan Ishtam is on a Serilo. Vitiyo Cheles Vishav Stola Atma for Vishus Viyodo. That's as far as the what's concerned, as far as the eating is concerned. Right? Uvulvad Shio Cholim Avalel Shabbos. Says the Ramot, Vyesh Cholkin, Usvirlehu, Lo Yuka Lomar Shehi Tocha Levado. Elam ken kiblo aleha meritona. Tur b'shem Yerushalm. B'shem Arush. Now hold on a minute. Is it contra Menachem, right? It's against what Menachem said. Menachem said pshat that the only... Menachem said pshat that there's absolutely no obligation for a man to eat with his wife except for Friday night. She can't demand that. She can demand to be supported directly, but that's what she should deign to share a table with her more than once a week. That's not in her power. The Pashim shot in the rush. But look at the Ramos says. Lo yucha loma shitocha levada. That she should eat by herself. Elam ken kibla lea meritzona. He has to actually eat with her every single meal unless she's miracle. That's what it sounds like in Ramos. No. Is there an obligation on a married man to eat with his wife? Oh, he's not home, he's out of town, he's a business meeting. But a normal thing. He comes up from shul, and he says, can you make me some French toast? It's very good. She sits down, no, I don't want to sit down with you tonight. I'll give you money, here's $5, make me some again French toast. So what's it then? So according to the Mechaber, fine. According to Rambo, this consistent with the way we read the Yerushalmi? So that's the problem. Hold on a minute. Wait a second. The Rosh, it's all Torah B'Shem Yerushalmi B'Shem Rosh. That's the source. So the Yerushalmi has the Kasha. Let's remember the background of the Yerushalmi. What was the Yerushalmi's Kasha? It says, Mashrei V'Shlish. You have the right to do so? What do Yerushalmi answer? Kibla Aleh. She's Mekabel on herself. That's what Yerushalmi said. But if you're not Mekabel on yourself, you cannot be Mashrei through a Shlish. So before that, Menachem said, Pshat, yeah, you just give her the food directly. You give her a check, you give her potatoes. With a mandachar shmei, whoever heard the crazy feed. That's the simple reading of the Rosh. If the Menachem read the Rosh, but now the Ramosh is the Shred the Rosh. That's the problem. The Ramosh read against you. The Ramosh read, you have to actually eat with her. That's my kasha. To the Mamanashah. So hold on. So if Mashrei V'Shlish and Ochel, it's all the same boat. So Mamanashah, what's the Yerushalmi saying? If she was Meichel, so Meichel takes the Erev Shabbos. If she wasn't Meichel, I'd be with her all the time. That's why I thought you were right. No, that's a different thing. No, but we pass it means Achila. No. But assuming it means Achila, not Tashmish, then what's going on? Menachem's title was very good, because otherwise, one of our most said, I have a kasha. What's going on with that Mishnah over there? If she's Merkel, she's Merkel all meals a week. If she's not Merkel, then you have to do it all the meals. So what do you know, Chel's meal, El Shabbos, El Shabbos, a Pliat Tuma. Who, what? Of course she's Merkel for her now. She's Merkel anything she wants. Something with Manisha. If she was Merkel, so maybe she takes the air El Shabbos. If she was about, I'd be with her every single meal. So what's this a plea? How do you get out of this problem? So you know Menachem's chat. I did this, look, you said the very way before I started talking. What are you mixing two things in together? There's one issue where he has to eat with her. One has to give her the food or the money for it directly. I thought you were right. Plus, well, there are more. If you're right, then the question is beautiful. The question is answered beautifully. It's two separate dinim. The Mishnah referred to a case where she was miracle, the obligation to be paid for food directly, but she was not miracle, the weekly obligation to eat with her. Fine. But if you're saying it's an obligation to eat with her every single meal, and the Mishnah have to eat with her once a week, so Mahanisha, if she's not miracle, have to eat with her, never. 20 meals a week, never, Rachman, it's a cup for a marriage. 14 meals a week, 10 meals a week. You can cut it down to 7 if you're lucky, if you're working, I say, fuck, I'm going to support her. But, what'd you say? No, but the whole assumption, this whole shayla that Achelas means. So I looked it up. Oh. So that's the Baruch is suggesting, this is what I thought. Oh. I was hoping to find the Yerushalmi, that the Yerushalmi that Achelas means Tashmish. Then that would solve the problem. But it's not true. I look at Yerushalmi has both days, so it's exactly the same as the Baruch. And they don't, so if that day exists, they're going to run into a problem. This is it's not so good, I'm not sure the answer is. Yeah? I'm not sure. I mean, that's a problem, how do you get out of this? Mishnah was Kibbal Aksa. Let me put it to you this way. The Mechaber is fine. The Mechaber is fine. The Mechaber is going to call the Rambam. What did the Mechaber say? Va'al sherot ha'lit nishto mizona ha'asar u'yum lo v'tiyel chelot sechos v'vat noshus v'yod. Period. That was a period. U'v'vat sh'yochel nima v'el el-shaz v'menachem said a totally different din of eating with him. Two dinim, which are not really related directly to each other. Period. No problem. He can give her, right? He can give her the food. Sorry? I say, you're right. Even the Mechaber is a little bit unclear. Baal Sherotza Litzel Nishtam Mazona said, doesn't say, he hasn't gone through the whole discussion of Shlish here, of Mashrei V'Shlish. doesn't mention it. In other words, the Mishnah said in Tanav Dala on the day. It's all unclear because you look at the Mishnah and Tanav Dala on the day says, Hamash, he said, Reishlish, lo yifchas, la da 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 da. Okay? That's quoted in Siv Gimel. How much was to give? Okay? So the question is, does a man have a right to give his wife the money, Hayde Shalish or not? The Mechaber take a stand? Because he said, he left out a key word. Baal Sherot, so Litin Le'ishim is on a sale, Haruyala. How? How? In the hand. Doesn't say the word Shalish over here. The word is not found. Where doesn't say the word there? And the Rambam? Where's my Rambam? He's giving it to him. Where's the Rambam? Parrot your bays and the fish to close it in. Respond to you. Hold on, you did let's read around. Wait. Why can't you read off of it? No, you have all right. I'll be upstairs. I'm going to finish this. What? He says, Kamala's on his post, Alicia. His blush doesn't come from around the middle. I'll see. Oh, I'm sorry. It is the Rambam. Perek Yudbeis, Alach Yudbeis. But again, the word's missing. Baal Sherot, Salitin, Le'ishtam, Azan Aser, Rirslav, Vatiyah, Nochel, Shol, Seratna, or Shuspiyado. This is the word Ayodesh is missing in the Rambam too. So what's going on over here? Yes. Magid Mishnah, listen carefully, please. The Magid Mishnah quotes a Ravid that the only time this is okay. You see, the Magid Mishnah assumes that the issue is: can you let her eat by herself, or must you eat with her? So, but then he throws in the words to Shalish. Again, they mix everything in together. Mixed idea of the Shalish and the idea of the table together. It's all mixing together in the Mishnah here and in the Ramon. I don't know, I'm not sure how to get out of this one. I'm just pointing out that there's a little bit of a problem for me. Okay, I don't have to go into this now. But this, if you have a good layout, let me know. I'm some stuff. Okay, right then. We had the Gemara back on Tamach Hamad Beis. We started discussing this yesterday about the extra stuff. We mentioned in Machlokas and Shulchan Aruch between the Machaber and the other Achronim, what does it mean over here, Mosa Mizono, extra food. So the hero right over here in Siman Ayin, Ramos said Sim Gimel, Simtsima Bo Siro Me'elo Amazonas Lushalbao, Simtsima. So the governor of Ovis is on the side, Hayinu Shekonsa Bezol, Avlam Kimtsam Me'isosa V'achla Pachos Misava, Ushala. Look in the Mishnah Lamela, because that post is in Nelson Luchav Dalit. So we mentioned yesterday, this is could be a very fundamental issue over here, the detail. In terms of what's the chat when I feed my wife? Am I feeding her food or feeding her my food? If I'm feeding her, let's figure out how it goes. If I'm feeding her my food, and it's left over, then she'll go back to me, right? Go back to me. If I'm feeding her from her food and she had leftover, then what? It should stay with her. Stay with her. So when the Ramah says, "Symptom of Osiru Me'ez Elam Azonas Hushal Baal," despite the fact that she was a frugal woman who ate less than she really should be eating, it still goes to the husband. What does that indicate? that she doesn't give him food. I don't know. The food is his. If I have a guest, I invite you for Shabbos, and you know, all you can eat. And then Shabbos is over, Abdullah, you go and say goodbye. So, oh, by the way, give me that bowl of shalom. Take with me. So what do you mean for the bowl of shalom? Well, you know, you gave me two bowls, I only had one. Now give me another bowl. Sorry, Charlie. You are all you want my family to eat. But to take home, shalom? My kid wants another mountain. I don't want to give it to you. You were a guest at the table. True, you had it right in front of you. True, you could have eaten it. But you didn't eat it, so you didn't eat it. I'll give it to you. That's in effect with how the Ramos is with each other with a wife. Simsma Bael Sirum episode. Who shall bow? She's a guest. She's his guest. A rather permanent guest. But the leftover food that goes back to the Baal Ramos, so Tim. Where the Dagger Mirababu says no, holds the other way around. Most possible to hold that way. But really the food belongs, the field of food is hers. Totally hers. And therefore, if she decides to eat less, with the extra food or money, whatever it belongs to her. There could be a different afkamina. What'll happen if the food got lost? According to the Ramah, they'll have to give more. Because, you know, you're my guest at my table. And I pour you soup. And the soup is going to you, and in the middle of the soup, you take the soup and you spill it all over the floor. I'm not going to do my soup. That's not right. You're my guest. The soup spilled. I'm going to give you more soup. So the wife is a guest. She spilled the soup. She should give him more soup. But if the pshat is, no. His obligation is to give her own soup. He gave her soup. And now she went home and spilled it. Or she went around the table and spilled it. So she spilled it. So goodbye. But that's not to be worth in both directions. Very fundamental shiloh over here. That's the shiloh. That's exactly the shiloh. That's as far as food. We mentioned it already yesterday. Now comes the clothes. Now it really gets sensitive. Food, nail it, it's clothes. Yeah? Correct. Not Zayla, that's the shalom. I own it, and I give it to you to use. If I give you my object, I said, here's my object, be my guest, please use it. Use it, of course it's going to work. So eat it, of course it's going to work. You know, even though you eating it's going to destroy it, using it presumably would not. No matter. Not bothering. If you're using it, you're eating my cookie. Well, I have a cookie and I give it. Zayla is only if it's Shalomi Daiti. But here's a cookie. The cookie belongs to me. Eat it. No problem. That's true also. That's a related question. Yeah, so the question up there. No? Yeah. What if what? That's what I'm going to talk about. Epshala Dura de Etcha. Speak it back in El Nara. Forget about it. Yes, sir.
The lesson of the law seems to be more to say that she wasn't having to share with that.
No.
While the lesson of Dura de Etcha is,
the fundamental question is clear. Clothes. My wife went to Loma and she bought a dress.
Famous
store. Not far from my house. They come from Brooklyn to the store near me. Someone in Brooklyn now. Oh yeah. Competition. My wife used to go and watch. Sarah would go there on Shabbos and on Sunday and she'd see women shopping who brought their clearly Hasidic husbands with them. I think it's, I could dress. I never did this in my life. I know what it is. Either they don't give the the money, or they don't touch them with the car, or whatever, what they don't touch. Baruch Hashem, my wife drives, she spends, she does whatever she wants. Whose clothes, I want to know. The dress she's wearing, is it the dress you wear? Maybe your own, but maybe not. Maybe she's wearing my dress. That's the shower, the same with the food. Maybe she's wearing my dress, and mine is the mother. The dress belongs to me, and my wife is my guest. She wears my dress. What do you say about that? The same Shiloh, no? The Tashkis? Well, if the food belongs to him, and she's just a guest, the same with the dress. Well, laugh. Don't laugh. The dress belongs to you. Yeah? Or, no, the food belongs to her, the dress belongs to her, and you have to buy it for her. What's the difference?
You're looking to make sure that she's well fed.
You have a chiyuv to make sure she's well.
No, to make sure she has clothing. No, make sure she has clothing.
Great. What's the difference? It's all the same thing. It's still that air of Susa. It's all the same. So it should be the same. What? Rabosa. The Pashtus of our Gemara, Moser Blos Leisha, indicates that in fact what? That's her.
QED.
What? Takana was that she should stop because it's got it. She should look ugly in their eyes. She should be compensated.